What's up, everybody? You are listening to episode 5 of Miss the Bus. I am your host, Tyler McCaffrey, and today is a very special episode. Why, you may ask?
Why is that?
What was that?
It's not because of that, I'll tell you that right now.
That sounded like a fucking dog barking. Like one of those little yappy
wheezy.
Ones.
Like, it sounded like the wheezy toy from Toy Story.
It sounded like if there was like a dead animal and you kind of like stepped on it.
Oh, yeah.
It had like its final croak.
Sounded like a lot of things,
I guess. Apologize. Get back to the show.
Yeah, why is it special?
There's a lot of news this week. A shit ton that we got to talk about.
A shit ton. A lot of stuff did happen this week.
Yeah, a lot. But we're going to do the intros first. First, because we have three lovely people with us, you know?
Lovely.
First, we got Matt the Boy Wonder.
Howdy.
Mattalicious93 on Twitter.
Yep, follow me. I'll piss you off real quick.
Will you? Is that what you're known for?
No, I'll be fine.
And then we have the Italian Stallion, Bailey, who can't seem to catch a breath.
Hey, I'm so sorry. I'm still like focusing on the noise that I made not that long ago. Hello, everyone.
On Twitter as what?
He's making me say it because I don't like my name. But
at Pass the Dough.
Why'd you make it then?
I was a child. I thought it'd be funny.
How old were you?
I'm just kidding.
I was just going to say, it doesn't even matter.
Anyways,
at this point.
And then that other lovely voice you're hearing is the Egyptian heartthrob, Omar Zaki.
Hey, guys.
No, he didn't go, hello.
Hello, na 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 na.
Want some ice cream now.
Hell
fuck.
Yeah.
At Omar66 Zaki on Twitter.
That's my name.
And I am TCAF94.
TCAF?
Tecaffeinated, like decaffeinated.
That's awful. I hate
wow.
But more importantly, right now I want to take time to thank everybody that's listened to the podcast and subscribed and followed on Twitter and all that stuff.
Mark Rogers.
Shout out to Mark Rogers. You can follow us on Twitter at what?
At Miss the Bus Pod.
Miss the Bus Pod. iTunes is
Miss the Bus. Just
Miss
search
the Bus.
It.
And
YouTube, search Miss the Bus.
And Facebook.
Yeah, Miss the Bus.
Pretty Facebook, don't even go on it.
The two important ones is listening on iTunes and following on Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
But sure. Everything else is there if you want it. And pretty much, if you search Miss the Bus, you're going to find it.
You want it, you got it. Yeah. You know?
It's all there.
I'm sorry.
For whatever platform you want to consume.
Damn, we're big shit now.
Big old shit. What a way to start the show.
Okay. So.
Let's go.
We're going to jump right into some news. So, to everyone's pain at this table, Solo's getting very good reactions. Not me. I'm fine with this, but Solo is getting very good reactions.
Wait, why is it?
Good for them.
Why is it pain for the whole table?
Because you don't want to talk about it, Matt's like, fuck Alden.
I don't want to talk about it because
I know.
I would like to go in with a complete clear mind.
What ain't happening?
Well, now it's not, but...
You still are. It's
fine.
Just people
no.
like it. That's all you gotta know. That's
a,
it.
Hey, it's fine. I'm fine. Everything's fine. Good. I'm excited for the movie. So... And
I'm not.
That sounds
Matt's
genuine.
Not. No, I genuinely am super excited for this movie. Matt hates everything that has to do with Han Solo.
The thing is...
Not everything that has to do with Han Solo.
Know,
what
I'm
an
kidding.
Overstatement.
I love Han Solo.
I know, I'm kidding.
I think this movie's completely unnecessary, but that's fine. That's fine. Gotta make their money go.
No, I mean,
go.
I agree with that. I do. I don't know.
I hope the boy does well.
Well, if that's how you feel about it, this is the news story for you.
Oh.
This is coming from IGN. Ron Howard says there are no concrete plans for Solo sequel.
Thank God. We don't need it.
In an interview with Fandango, Howard revealed Disney and Lucasfilm don't have concrete plans for more movies focusing on a young Han Solo. The companies are currently waiting to see how fans respond to the first Solo film. And this is a quote from Ron. We're on a first name basis. I think the fans...
Bless you. Jeez.
That sounded like another fucking squeaky toy.
I think the fans are going to define all of that, Howard said, speaking about a potential sequel. I mean, I think that Lucasfilm and Disney and casting actors, and particularly younger actors, want to see what happens and build upon that. So, and this is coming from, there was a report a few days ago also about how the guy playing Han Solo said that apparently he was signed on for 3 films.
Well,
so, what I take from this is...
Cameos.
We're going to see how this goes.
That was all I was going to say.
They're going to see how it goes. But the problem is, it's probably going to do okay.
Oh, it's going to make a lot of money, for
it
sure.
It will make a lot of money, but then just leave it.
The
leave
thing
it
is,
that,
I don't think more will get made.
I guarantee you, if this one's okay, and it's all right, and it's a blessing from God, thank you, God, but then it's going to suck. The next one would
Shout
suck.
Shout out to God.
Shout out to God. Making this movie all right.
All right.
For
it
me,
would be an act of God.
For me, I'm, oh my God. I'm excited. I think the movie visually looks a lot like Rogue One, so I think it's going to fit in well with Star Wars.
It's going to be cool.
And it's going to have all the things I like about Star Wars, which is cantina scenes and cool costume designs.
Well, yeah,
and
I think
set
we
pieces,
all super enjoy stuff like that with Star Wars, so I think it's going to be an enjoy...
A what?
I'm sorry.
An enjoyable.
Enjoy.
I can enjoy this movie. I think we all will. I think Matt is starting to get to the point where it's just become a joke for you to hate this movie.
It's not a joke.
So, no, I know you genuinely are not excited about the new Han, but I don't know. I think you're overthinking
it. That's the thing, though. Like this, I know it's called Solo, but you've got to, I guess, I don't know, just walk into it thinking, you know, there's like more to it than just
I'm going to love Woody Harrelson. I'm going to love Emilia Clarke.
Yeah, exactly. There's so many like other characters to focus on.
I also feel like this movie's going to take in more money, too, just because of like hip-hop fans as well. Like everybody loves Star Wars is going to go see it, but also the fact that like Lando is Childish Gambino, like a lot of, and he just dropped like new music. I feel like that's going to help with ticket sales a lot.
Definitely, yeah.
So
I agree with that.
I think it's going to do
really well. It's going to make a lot of money.
It's gonna
I'm not saying it's
going
to be an amazing movie.
And that's the thing. They could easily make a sequel out of it. They just shouldn't. I mean,
they won't.
Yeah.
Lando and Solo are going to be a nice little buddy cop movie.
And that'd be cool
to
see.
We're all going to enjoy it. We're all going to have fun.
That's going to be the thing that's going to be cool about it. They're probably going to have good chemistry.
Yeah, which is cool.
So have at it.
I can't wait.
Matt, cry the tears. Cry all the tears, boy. All right, this next one is something that I don't even really want to read.
Why not?
Okay, Margot Robbie, this comes from Glamour. This is a quote from her. I pitched the idea of an R-rated girl gang film, including Harley, because I was like, Harley needs friends. Harley loves interacting with people, so don't ever make her do a standalone film, Robbie said. She's got to be with other people. It should be a girl gang. Why the fuck does she keep saying girl gang?
You think she like trademarked it?
She says it again. I wasn't seeing enough girl gangs on screen, especially in the action space. So that was always a big part of it. I get what she's saying. That's fine. But there's better words to use
you
than
gotta,
fucking girl
but
gang.
But the thing is, you got to say it like girl gang.
No,
you
don't.
You
oh
like
my
girl
God.
Gang.
No. Stop.
Don't like that.
Not at all.
I mean, y'all know how I think we all feel the same on this. I don't really want to go back to the Suicide Squad.
Well, yeah. That's the thing with this. I mean, like my girl Margot said, she shouldn't
be Margot.
She shouldn't be. It shouldn't be just like a solo movie. Like you know.
Oh God, no.
Yeah, just her. It should be with other characters: Catwoman, Poison Ivy.
I'm pretty sure I was
whoever
the,
they want to throw. In
the I was mix. The dumbass that when I saw Wolf of Wall Street, I thought her name was fucking Margot
Robbie.
Margot.
See, yeah. I have a cousin named Margot, and that's how she spells it. So that's the only reason I know.
I'm illiterate.
Also, the girl in Despicable Me, her name's also Margot, and they spell it when you.
That's sweet.
Yeah, they spell it like that when you look it up. All right.
Well, just hopefully they're going to do a good job with this. If they're going in, that's the problem. That's why we don't really need
they
it.
They could
want
though.
It.
I mean, you never know. You never know. It depends.
They need to fix the DC universe, and that's not the way to start
doing
it.
Well, they're not, and it's so stupid that they're like trying to go a different route. Like they're basing everything off the Marvel movies, so they want to have like fun movies, even though DC's always been kind of more dark. So they're like, you know what? Suicide Squad wasn't great. Didn't work. But we're going to make an all-girl one, and it's going to be way better, but it's not going to work at all. I just, you know what, whatever.
I mean, who
it's
knows?
Fine.
A movie like Wonder Woman, honestly, I feel like took everybody by surprise. I mean,
I don't think this movie would take anybody by surprise. I don't think it's
You never know, though. That's the thing.
They do want a female director for it. So.
Right,
that's
there you
awesome.
Go. That's one thing. And if they do end up including other characters, like, honestly, for me, what makes Marvel work is their casting. So, I mean, if they do include two other characters and they cast, like...
Correctly.
Yeah.
Correctly. Yeah, that's the word I was going to use. Correctly.
The plot's
got to
be there, though.
Oh, no, most definitely, yeah.
And, like, but what are you going to do? I guess if they're doing the sirens, what are they going to do with that plot?
And like, how's it going to connect to the rest of the DCU?
Like, it just doesn't seem like it could.
It's probably not going to connect to the rest of the
If anything,
DCU
it would maybe connect to Suicide Squad, which, God almighty, why
not.
Would any of us want that?
Because Suicide Squad already feels like the most disconnected from all of these.
Exactly.
Oh, definitely, yeah.
They could easily say, Suicide Squad's not a part of this universe anymore, and you wouldn't see any... difference
and I would not
it
mind
wouldn't,
that
it wouldn't matter
Matt, what were you saying about Flashpoint earlier? You mentioned something.
Well, yeah, so they've said that the Flash standalone movie that they're working on, they don't know anymore, quote unquote, that if it's going to be a Flashpoint movie anymore,
but they are still making a Flash
they're movie. Making a Flash movie. Okay. It just now could just be more solo Flash.
I don't mind that at all.
Flashpoint was good, like it's a Flash thing, but it involves so many other characters,
yeah,
Justice League and everything, so I guess who knows what they're going to do.
But I don't mind that. And that's the thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Cause it sounds to me like they still don't have everything together. And I guess Flashpoint's such like a key moment that
definitely.
Why waste it if you don't have everything ready to go? Like if this isn't going to be great, then just make the Flash movie Flash.
I'm okay
we'll revisit
that.
It later if the DCU stays around that long.
Yeah. All the directors in this universe don't really go well together either.
It is. It's just such a cluster right now.
It's weird. Yeah. Well, if you want to keep talking about DC, this is another one. Peter Jackson is apparently in talks and maybe doing a DC Universe movie. It seems like his next plan is either he's going to work on the Amazon Lord of the Rings series. Bailey just hiccuped up and Matt mocked her on recording.
He does that every single time.
That happened last week.
It happens every time, and I try to hide it, but it just never works. Sorry, continue.
Would y'all like to see Peter Jackson do a DC movie?
Hell yeah. I would.
It'd be cool. Again, the plot's got to be there. We got to like use his talents appropriately. I don't know.
Yeah, and it would depend, honestly, on which character would you guys want to see him do? Because, I don't know, there's certain characters to where if a certain director was to do it, it can make it really, really interesting.
I could even see him doing a Batman movie.
Yeah, but I'd rather see him do something else because I feel like a Batman movie, not saying that it's easier than other superheroes, but with Batman, there's a lot of stories or whatever you can pull from.
There's a lot of stuff to pull from.
There's certain characters that aren't that interesting, but you could easily make them interesting.
I think he could have been the like right connective tissue to bring the fucking Justice League movie
together something
a lot
like that,
better.
I agree.
He obviously can handle a lot of characters in like a bigger scale thing.
Yeah.
They
go on like a really long walk.
But it has to
as
be,
they travel the countryside.
It has to be Peter Jackson at his best, like using practical effects, not using all the shit that he did in The Hobbits. Don't do that. Don't do all the CGI nonsense.
Yeah, right. Agreed.
But I don't think he even really wanted to do all that. So
it's so sad because it's like whenever we talk about DC stuff, at some point I'm always just like, man, I don't even care about like a lot that's going on with DC. And it
I don't
sucks
give a shit. Because
I love so many characters in the DC universe.
I probably care the most out of all of you. I know that I do.
Probably.
It's just you get tired of being let down.
You do. That's the problem.
Jinx. I'm so sorry.
Matt.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thought I guess, put an end to that.
I guess for me, I've only really been let down with Suicide Squad. Everything else I really enjoyed.
I kind of agree with that.
I get that they're not good movies, but I still enjoy them for what they are.
That's my problem with it, though.
I'm not saying we don't deserve better. I get it.
I can sit there and enjoy them, but when I'm watching these movies and then I spend 4 months
forever
of my life watching
Marvel.
All the MCU movies and see how even, aside from the bottom tier ones, I'm not saying Justice League or BVS is worse than
Thor. They're not.
But so many of the Marvel movies are so much better and just feel they connect better. So
it
bums me out.
Well with
it's
it.
Like you said, we deserve better.
They should just do Man of Steel 2 in a Batman movie.
Dude,
and just go from there. They can make the Aquaman thing. Because the Aquaman has a chance of being good because the director's good.
Yeah,
some stuff came out about the Aquaman movie this week, too.
I saw that last week, but I don't remember what
Well,
it
there
said.
Was some footage shown somewhere, and people, it's very unfinished. Yeah. I think even the director had basically said he didn't want it to be shown. But
the director's
they
good.
Had to do something. But yeah, they apparently people that saw it said it looked really fucking awesome.
Well, that's good. That's good news.
I mean, it's a movie that can be stylistically really
cool. As long as he like comes down off of a wave and like flips his hair again in like slow mo.
That was fucking cool.
That would be amazing.
Yeah, we'll see.
I think it's gonna be fun. But yeah, I'm just kind of tired of being let down by DC.
Same.
Well, this won't let you down. Apparently, the Obi-Wan movie, according to Fantatrax, this comes from Comic Book Now, is now in official pre-production with the shoot slated for a spring of 2019 and the film hitting theaters in 2020. I don't know how official this article is.
I've heard from a lot of different sources that it is in some type of like pre-production, though.
Yeah.
So that's cool. It took me by surprise because I know people have been talking about the solo Obi-Wan movie for a long time, but I didn't know it was like officially like happening.
Right.
So when I saw that it was like not even just them confirming it, but saying like, oh, we're starting on it, I was like, oh, that's cool.
Have they officially confirmed that? Who's going to be playing Obi-Wan?
No, but I guess it's got to be, like, fucking assumed. It's
the thing
Ewan McGregor.
Is, if it's not Ewan McGregor,
what
I think
a
there
fucking
will be...
Unknown.
No, there will be riots in the streets. Yeah. People will be burning buildings down.
I mean, he's at the perfect age now to portray Obi-Wan at that, like, age in between the fucking prequels and the fucking...
This is a stupid question because I should know this. When is Star Wars Celebration? Isn't it normally in April? Did they not do it?
I thought it was
in
May.
No, it's in May.
I thought it was in May.
I'm pretty sure it's, like, later in May. I want to say.
Well, if it hasn't happened yet, and if it's happening this year, then I'm sure
that
we're going to get some sort of...
They'll announce it.
For sure.
I would think.
I'm waiting for Matt to say
unless they
is.
Just didn't do it this
is
year.
Is it different every year? In 2017, it was April 13th through 16th.
See, it was in April last year.
Well, then if it was in April last year, then it's probably in April this year, too.
And we missed it? Whoa.
You know, a lot's been going on. Things have been busy.
Oh, look, Star Wars Celebration will skip 2018. Next event in 2019.
Jeez. Oh, wow. Screen rant. Well, that's why we haven't heard anything about it.
Well, I knew I wasn't making that up. But apparently the project is sufficiently long, and art department is now in full pre-production mode.
It's officially long?
Along.
Along.
That's like why I'm not really believing this article. It's kind of like not typed literally. Like
it there's probably a better source to find, but
I don't. I think it's a pretty. I just looked up. Like I just searched it on Google, and there's a bunch of articles saying so it's like in pre-production.
It seems like it's in pre-production, like at Pinewood Studios, and that it should come out in 20.
Well, they don't have a date, I don't think, but you'd assume like 20.
Christmas 2019. But isn't that?
Yeah, when
see that's not, that's episode not nine.
Yeah, it would make way more sense because after episode nine, I say then have the fucking Obi-Wan movie a year later.
Yeah, it gives you something to...
Oh, like December 2020 is what they, it seems like.
Yeah. Well, it says it's starting. It didn't say it's starting in 2019.
Yeah.
So it would make more sense for it to be in 2020.
Yeah, that's my
2020
bad.
Vision.
My notes were just not organized for that. But yeah, that's cool. Hopefully they get Ewan McGregor back.
Yeah,
because he's the best thing about the prequels.
Again, and rides in the streets. That's what's going to happen if he's not.
I'll lead him.
We're walking down the street with like pitchforks and we're like, Ewan!
This is a story for Bailey and Matt. I know y'all are going to love this. This comes from The Wrap. Warner Brothers and Village Roadshow announced on Monday that a third installment in its Sherlock Holmes franchise starring Robert Downey Jr.
Wait, that's awful.
As the famed detective is in the works with a release date planned for Christmas Day 2020. This is a follow-up of the 2011 film Sherlock Holmes, A Game of Shadows.
It's been long enough.
I am so ready for this movie. I love these movies so much. I think that Robert Downey Jr. is the best Sherlock, and I love the Sherlock series with Benedict Cumberbatch. So
that tells you something.
It does. It tells you a whole hell of a lot.
I know she's excited because as soon as it was announced, she texted me like all caps, dude.
I was so ready.
I just had the biggest realization.
Yeah.
In Infinity War, like Iron Man and Doctor Strange are together. Yep. Yeah, it's both fucking Sherlock.
That is cool. I didn't realize
that's pretty fucking cool. Yeah.
I'm so ready for this movie.
Since
how did I not fucking realize that?
Since we just made that Avengers connection, you brought up a good point the other day.
Me?
Yeah.
Of course I did.
I take that back. This conversation's over. I'm sorry.
No.
You brought up a good point on to why they waited all those years.
To redo another
show. To do Sherlock and how it connects to what happens to Tony, maybe, in the next movie. Because if he's...
Oh, you mean he's gone, so he needs something else to do?
No, not that, but now he could focus on Sherlock. Yeah. Like, it would kind of make sense.
The way I look at it is that he's been doing Iron Man for...
Right, the past, like...
For the past, like, 10 years. Mm-hmm. So they haven't been able to have him do anything else, because those movies are just so big.
And he's not the kind of actor, too, that wants to be, like, nonstop in
shit.
Exactly. Oh, you don't see
even though he's...
Stuff.
I don't know if y'all saw the pictures of him as Dr. Doolittle, because he's the new Dr. Doolittle.
Robert?
Yeah.
There's so many people in that
movie. The pictures
are
really funny of him in the hat with the glasses. But I think it's just obvious that Iron Man, and sorry out there for the people that don't think that Iron Man's going to be done after Avengers 4, but like, I mean, I think
it
this is obvious
sense.
That it's going to be over with.
Yeah.
Because Warner Brothers is probably like itching to like put out there that they're going to be having another movie, another Sherlock movie
come
out.
Dude, that's so exciting though. I love
that. And
movies.
Like, they've had to wait. You see the pictures I'm talking
oh,
about?
Oh man, this is
going to
be cool.
If you have time to go look up the Dr. Doolittle pictures with Robert Downey Jr., it's hilarious. So go look
There's
those
so
up.
Many people in that movie.
That makes sense because on his Instagram, I've noticed he's been posting pictures and his hair is kind of like funny looking right
now.
Yeah,
it is. Like this weird.
It's like curly.
It's like a Jerry curl or something.
So yeah, that's a really fun story. It's coming back.
I'm so excited. If you couldn't tell by how many times I just said I was so excited.
This next one, Jordan Peele is coming out.
Read what I wrote.
Bailey should have to read this her way.
Okay, I'm going to read it. So I wrote on that. I like wrote this on the doc, and I was just like, a new nightmare from the mind that peels and squeals called Us. Tell me that's not a good headline. Like, come on.
I don't really like that.
But I spelled get it because I spelled
that's why
Peele.
When y'all put put things in these docs, I don't read it word for word because I can't. You'll put nasty things.
Whoa.
First of all, I don't think that that's like nasty.
Okay, it's worded that peels and squeals us.
But
it could mean so many things.
But peels and squeals because you're like you're scared and it's supposed to be a horror movie. And then us is in quotes because that's the name of the movie. Is
wow.
Us.
Okay, that's kind of clever.
Did y'all not know that?
You gotta explain things to me.
Yeah.
I'm not that smart.
I'm so sorry. I just explained it. So there
you
go, guys.
Damn.
For those of you that care, the movie comes out March 2019. It's a horror movie. It's going to be starring Lupita Nyong'o, star from The Force Awakens. I mean, well, yeah, Force Awakens and Last Jedi and Black Panther.
Yeah.
And lots of other movies. And Elizabeth Moss, who is from The Handmaid's Tale.
On Hulu.
And Jordan Peele shared a poster, and it looks like it's just two people's faces. Black
oh, yeah,
and white.
I saw that.
It looks kind of creepy.
There's nothing. Yeah. I tried looking up more information about it, too, whenever I saw that it dropped, but I didn't see they didn't really announce anything other than the poster and that the name of the movie.
I mean, that's exciting that it's like less than a year, though. Like, that's not too far away.
No, I mean, it shouldn't. I'm sure it'll be good, too, just because of how much money he got off of his last movie. So.
I wasn't the biggest fan of Get Out. I thought it was a fun movie, but I wasn't head over heels
Never
for
seen
it.
I liked it a lot, but I thought it was way overhyped. I mean, it wasn't...
Like, for me, I liked it. I just don't think it was Oscar-worthy.
No, fuck no. No.
Because it's just kind of... I don't know.
The dude that makes the face where he's, like, stare... The, like, worker in the yard. Yeah. Uh-huh. He's, like, staring, and then he screams or something and runs towards people. He reminds me of Mos Def. Like, he looks like Mos Def.
Oh, he does kind of look Mos Def.
I don't know why. That just, like, came to my mind.
It's at least a very uniquely directed movie, so I'm excited for anything he does.
Yeah.
There was a new trailer out this week for The Predator, the new Shane Black movie. He's the famous director of Iron Man 3. He directed Kiss Kiss Bang Bang with Robert Downey Jr. and The Nice Guys with Ryan Gosling.
Oh, Nice Guys.
Dude,
such a good movie.
That movie's so funny.
I love that movie.
It's kind of funny because he makes really good comedies, and, I mean, Iron Man 3 is a great comedy.
Yeah, it is.
It's one of my lesser favorite Iron Man movies, but it's a good.
But
it
the
is
humor
hilarious.
In that, and the humor is the best. In
I was gonna
that
say
one.
It's hit like top notch in that
so
one.
So it's very interesting that he's doing the next Predator. But I watched the trailer before this. I don't know if y'all have seen it, but it actually does look kind of cool.
I haven't watched the trailer for you.
Same.
I did, and it reminds me just of like a funny like action movie, yeah. Which is weird for a Predator movie, but I guess.
See, I thought it was kind of serious.
No, if anything, like, have you seen the other Predator movies?
So long ago.
Well,
it's been so long.
Those movies are way more serious than what this trailer is leading. Like,
but they've always been kind of campy.
But it's different in this one. It definitely seems like it has more of a like humorous side to this movie than it did in the other movies. So I think they're gonna have like way more like one liner jokes. The dude from This Is Us and Black Panther, he's like the he's the uncle in the young uncle.
Oh
in the
yeah. What's his name? Sterling Brown.
Sterling Brown. Yeah,
dude,
he's in this movie, and in the trailer, he says something. He says like the one joke in the trailer, and it was actually kind of funny, and it was like, good for him.
And Jacob Tremblay from Wonder is also in it.
Nice.
The little
Who's
boy.
That?
Yeah.
Oh, and the main dude is the
or the actual kid,
the guy from Logan
who's like chasing Logan down. Yep. You know?
Oh, nice.
He's a really good actor.
I like his accent because it's all smooth and
it's
southern.
All smooth.
Why do you have to do stuff like that?
Okay.
I'm kidding. Also out this week, they announced Rambo 5.
Hell yeah!
I'm telling you what, I don't think he's ever gonna die.
No.
He's actually on This Is Us, too.
Really?
Yes, man. Stallone? Dude, you guys would fucking love that show. Yeah.
Stallone? When is Stallone ever on This Is Us? I've never seen anything about that.
Have you ever even watched the show?
No, but I feel like you'd hear
is
about it,
Is he a guest
right?
on it, or he's
yeah,
on
Yeah, they
it?
Were filming a movie
This boy's
on the
making
show.
It seem like he's a freaking main character.
I did not say the word main or character at all, so no. But no,
he doesn't even play a character either.
He's like a
fucking rug.
He's not even in it. It's his voice.
Hey, I'm Stallone the rug.
He's like a bearskin rug, but it's just Stallone.
You step on him, he's like, ah.
Let Omar say his thing about it.
Yeah, sorry.
Wait,
go
what?
Ahead.
Oh, no. That was it. He's doing okay. The show.
Yeah, they announced Rambo 5 and Bill and Ted 3. So.
But, like, do we need either of those movies?
No, but Keanu Reeves all over the
it's
place
awesome
now.
I love, and Keanu Reeves is my dad's, like, favorite actor, which is kind of funny.
I mean, I will go see both these movies. Rambo's announced for fall 2019, and Bill and Ted, they haven't said yet.
I didn't read this whole line, and I just saw Ted 3, and I was really happy.
It's not the same one.
No, Rambo, I mean, how old is Sylvester Stallone at this point? Like
76.
He's 76?
No idea. I'm sorry. I don't even know why.
He's in his
70s. You were probably close, though. He's
Whoa.
76 making another freaking Rambo movie? How is
okay,
that even
I mean,
like,
I don't,
physically
71.
Possible?
Wow. I'll put a few extra
I knew he
years
was at least 70.
5 years off.
He said 76. You're only
right,
five years old. Wow, my mouth was bad. I just said four.
Yeah. No, it's cool that like those movies are announced, and then Sherlock 3. I don't know. I just always like movies kind of coming back. And making sequels or trequels or
that's yeah, great, trequels. Man.
Trequels. I'm not
them trequels.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyways,
gotta save the trees.
No, I agree. I really enjoy when old movie series come back, even if it's not really necessary.
Yeah,
but in certain times, it's just like you kind of want it.
Yeah, certain things cool we don't do like, it right. want or need. Yeah, like Ocean's 8.
Don't want that.
Yeah, we've talked about that.
Rambo 5, give it to me.
I can't even talk death. About it anymore. I'm sorry.
Well, that's the end of all the movie stuff.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
it's a good bit of stuff. There's a lot of TV stuff this week. They released the new trailer for Luke Cage Season 2 with a poster, and it comes out on Netflix June 22nd.
I didn't realize it was coming out this soon.
Yeah, I didn't either.
Yep. There was a time in my life, a brief period of time, where I was caught up on all the Marvel shows, and I thought I was the fucking hottest shit. And now here we are, and I'm going to be three shows behind again. So
Which shows are you behind on?
The last thing Jessica I saw Jones. Was the Defenders.
Yeah, Jessica oh, Jones.
So you Jones skipped Jessica Jones.
I never saw Punisher. I never saw
You guys
Jessica
need to
Jones.
Watch the Punisher.
Yeah.
Like, oh, God.
I know, I need so to good. Finish it.
I want to, but it's just so much. I wish they would, when they made these series, I wish they would be like 8 episodes.
Yeah, I get
that. At the most.
Long. They're way too long, and they come out too quick, too.
They always
they're,
have, like, oh, yeah. filler episodes, too, which make it to where, like, there's,
That's
like,
the
two
problem.
Or three episodes in each show that don't even necessarily need to be
there's
there.
There's an episode where Luke Cage gets cooked in the first season.
Yeah,
they put him in a bathtub to cook him and get a bullet out, and that's the whole fucking episode.
See, but
it's like, you don't need that.
Me, like, stopping Luke Cage in episode 5, whatever it was, I would just go watch that cooking
you
episode.
Stopped when he got nuked
because I couldn't believe this man got fucking nuked
when he got bazooka'd across like
when
the
fucking,
street
who is it Cottonmouth like he's standing up on the building and he pulls out the
yeah.
fucking the bazooka and he's shooting it at him
and he's
like, what the fuck
he's
it's
tiny.
Cool don't get me wrong
it's
I just so I didn't have the attachment to Luke Cage where I was like I'm gonna keep watching
I'm not gonna lie though this trailer I watched it like right before we did this and it kind of just looks
you
really
you did you watched it
all
in
of
the
us
confinements of your own
I am
yourself?
So sorry that I did not include everyone in that we all watched this trailer right before well that I was just saying because that's the first time I saw it I didn't know if y'all had all seen it before but it looks like super funny
it does
yeah
like way which I guess the first season they tried to have like a good bit of jokes and stuff but this seems like it's gonna be way more like we know what kind of show this is so we're gonna run with it
this looks
thing.
More like what I would want from Luke Cage
yes,
so I don't know
exactly.
if I can actually go back and rewatch the first season
you
I don't
shouldn't.
Think I can do it to myself
no
but I might just try to jump into this
I sort of really enjoy
like
Luke Cage
can.
I don't really know why but I kind of do
I enjoy it he's I love the actor playing him
oh yeah I think he's a great Luke Cage
he's
something
great.
He has a name but I just think it's I feel like this is season's just gonna be way more fun
yeah.
than like the first one and I loved the first villain in that the first season but what's her name the lady that's in it I don't even remember
Which
her character's
one that you
name
hate?
I hate her so much
What's the character Misty Knight
yeah Misty,
yeah, Misty
I
not Misty.
Black Mariah
yeah Mariah
Oh!
I can't stand
Cottonmouth's
Mariah.
Cousin?
Yes, yeah. I cannot stand her.
You guys know that's the same lady though.
Misty
like,
doesn't annoy me
scene,
too, though.
Right?
In Civil War.
In Civil War.
Yeah,
that's,
yeah,
that's
yeah.
a continuity fuck up
yeah.
that they just don't care to even correct because it doesn't really matter.
Wait, but shades.
These
shout
shows
out to
seem so disconnected from the movies anyway. So
you know
why
funny?
Even, why put it on blast like that?
I don't think anybody even would notice, honestly.
Yeah, I just randomly know. Thought about this, and this isn't like a spoiler in any way. But when Infinity War ended, I was sitting next to my friend Nick, and the first thing he says when he leans over is, "What happened to Luke Cage?"
Like, what if like Luke Cage? He's actually I don't want to spoil anything in case the people haven't listened to this.
Yeah, that's why I made it as brief as possible.
Right, but yeah, that would be. Funny, I'd probably think the same thing.
So yeah, I don't know. I'm kind of excited for it, but if I ever watch it, who even knows? Because I'm so far behind on stuff.
I feel like this season looks like you could probably jump into it without even knowing that much.
I'm
honestly,
too OCD
though.
With TV shows, though. I wouldn't have seen.
I mean,
it all.
For the people, for you people,
for the people,
you probably could do it.
Hell yeah! So this next one, they're making a Witcher Netflix show, and they have the Daredevil and Jessica Jones writers joining.
This kind of excited me because this Witcher show sort of feels weird to me. I don't know. I hope it ends up being good. I played like a little bit of the Witcher game, like
it's
2
so,
and 3.
It's such a long game.
Yeah, I couldn't bring myself to get through all of it. I'm not saying it's a bad game. I just, you know, it wasn't for me. But it's kind of cool they're making a show and then they've got, I don't know. I love Daredevil, so it'll be kind of cool if these writers
love
can kind of
Daredevil.
Collab and make this into a cool
I
thing.
Like 1.5 of Daredevil.
I just love the man that plays Daredevil so much
I
that
too.
Like I think I'm gonna like anything he's involved in except for that second half of Defenders. because that was just bad.
And it's kind of cool that they're making it into a show. Like, with all the video game movies that come out that have fucking flopped, it's interesting to see them.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? Rampage got like a 50.
Rampage
was fucking great. George, no! Fuck that movie. I love The Rock, though. Shout out.
This next one, Bailey, you should just talk about, because I didn't even read about this much during the week, so I don't know much about it, but I know you put it on here. Apparently, Disney is partnering with UFC to air fights next year.
I didn't put that.
He fucking colorblind.
Oh, fuck.
I just put that. All I did was in parentheses put, I actually love this.
And I had only seen the headline for this, too. No, you're fine.
I even put your color on here.
No, it's cool. Disney's partnering with UFC to start airing fights next year on ESPN, which I think is kind of cool, because if you want to get into fucking UFC fights right now, it's kind of hard. I mean, you got to basically pay for like the pay-per-view, right?
Yeah, and it's
every now
expensive.
And then they put them on a channel, but it is expensive, so this will be cool. I mean, it'll be interesting to see how much of the actual big fights get put on fucking ESPN versus pay-per-view, where they're making a shit ton of money off of them. But
the reason I read this and then I was like, oh my god, I love this idea, just because I was thinking about, what if Conor McGregor had the Disney like wand and he goes, and you're watching Disney Channel, and
then he is fucked, boys.
He's like, you guys are fucked, and then he like does the Disney symbol. I just thought that would be so funny.
We need more Conor.
I agree. I think he's hilarious.
Is he coming back?
I don't know.
I think he got like kicked out for like a little bit, but he's just gonna pay everyone off, I'm sure.
Well, I think who's the guy that's the head of UFC?
Couldn't tell you.
Dana White.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure he hates Conor McGregor.
Well, I think somebody like asked Dana White, like, are you gonna kick Conor off? And he's like, would you? Probably not, because he makes so much fucking money.
He makes a ton of money. Yeah. For him. Yeah.
It's just funny. It's really funny.
He does.
No, I know. I was just saying yeah, because like you just said yeah.
You're right.
And so I no. Just, whatever, man.
People really like the Cobra Kai show.
Oh, wait, hold up, just 1 second. I want you to read this word for word how you wrote it. Please, just let people know the kind of person you are. Word for word.
You want me to read it?
No, her. Okay, I want her to read it.
Okay, I put this one in the doc, too, and I put Cobra
Kai. Cobra Kai.
Cobra Kai apparently is actually kicking ass. Get it? Because it's about karate. And it's
great.
Getting a second season.
Why?
Good for you.
I've heard a few people say this is actually pretty good.
I've heard it's fantastic.
Okay.
Dude,
yeah. Real quick, so my office just got YouTube Red, so I can watch all of Cobra Kai.
That's fucking cool.
So on my lunch break,
you can get a month free.
No, yeah. I know, but like we have it. So like you can only watch a certain amount of episodes, I think, for free, and then it like makes you pay.
Really?
Yeah.
How much is it?
I don't know. My work pays for it. So I
probably too much.
Three different people have started this show in our office and like just sit in the kitchen and watch it. And the only scene I've seen so far is of the two main characters at the car dealership that he owns, and like they are about to get in a fight inside of the car dealership. It just looks really interesting and funny. So I think I might actually start it.
I kind of want to watch it.
YouTube Red is $9.99 a month. So.
Oh, so the same as like Netflix.
Oh,
and
get
Hulu.
It for a month then. That's nothing.
Good for them though, because now they've got this show. Because I don't think a lot of people really paid for YouTube Red until this. So at least they've got something drawing people to it now.
And the fact that it just came out and they're already like confirmed for a second season. So obviously it's doing well enough to where they're going to keep it going.
Mm-hmm.
So shout out to Cobra Kai.
Yep. This next one comes from IGN. Rick and Morty is officially coming back, and it'll be returning with many new episodes. How many?
Fucking 70.
How many boys?
70.
That's a season?
It is all It's just confirmed for 70 more episodes. So like it's gonna have
it's
like
divided amongst
endless.
Like four.
How many episodes are usually in one of those seasons?
I think I don't know. 20.
Oh. Damn.
Or something around 20.
That's kind of exciting, honestly.
I mean, it's just taking over the world.
Do any of you even watch?
I've seen the first episode. That's it. His little spit in his mouth, couldn't get past
it. It's such a weird show, dude. But I don't know.
I've seen all of the current seasons. I had the same issue when I first started the show, because right when it opens up, there's like little throw-up spittle outside of his mouth, and he just continuously burps as he speaks. So you're like, definitely don't think I can get through this. But then for some reason, I was like, you know what? I'm going to keep going. So I just kept going. And eventually, it's like you get past it. And there is really funny jokes in it. It's not everyone's thing. I don't think it's become so big, though. Like, so many people follow that show and love the whole, like, Mulan sauce or whatever.
No, my favorite news story I read probably last year was when they added that to McDonald's.
I remember you thinking this.
And people were just going crazy because they didn't have enough of it. And so there was, like, a mob outside of a McDonald's somewhere in the country. And, like, this dude, he put on Twitter basically because he heard, like, a police officer with his loudspeaker. And he's like, people, return to your homes. They do not have the sauce.
I remember after you read that headline, you talked about that nonstop for, like,
I thought that was
days.
The greatest thing ever. But yeah, good Rick and Morty. 70.
70 episodes. More episodes.
Cool. Now all the people that wear the Pickle Rick shirts will be jumping for joy.
Think of all the Pickle Rick costumes this Halloween. Pickle
Rick. See me a lot.
You know how many people got tattoos of that after that episode came out?
Oh my God.
Ridiculous, man.
Ridiculous.
Getting pickles tattooed on yourself?
Pickles.
I think that's just a lot to already sign on to do. 70, like, that's so fucking...
Mm-hmm. It's a commitment, but I guess when it's that popular...
I mean, you know how much money they're making off
of
that right now?
Yeah, they'll make it back.
We had a lot of TV cancellations this week.
So many. Dude. It was kind of heartbreaking.
Seriously. One being Brooklyn Nine-Nine, and then it literally got picked up 2 days later by NBC.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it came from where, Fox?
Yeah.
Okay. Must feel like fucking... Hot steaming trash right now.
The funny thing is, I watched the first two seasons of Brooklyn Nine-Nine, and I super liked it. But then at some point, I kind of just fell off of it for a while. But apparently, my brother and my sister both watch it, and they think it's hilarious. And apparently, it's enough for them to cancel it and then get it brought back 2 days later. So,
yeah. Also, Lucifer on Fox got canceled.
Woohoo!
And The Last Man on Earth.
And I'm just kidding.
That does not make me happy.
And The Mick.
Oh, The Mick.
My bad. I feel your pain.
Whatever, dude. I mean, hey, it's trending on Twitter right now.
Wait, what is?
Maybe they'll bring that back too. NBC.
Actually, they're talking about maybe reviving it on the new streaming service for DC.
See, the problem is, though, you can't just start canceling all these shows and then all these people start petitioning to get it back, and then it just fails after the next season.
Yeah. No, like, I mean, I kind of agree. I don't know. I just wanted to keep continuing because Tom Welling just started... You know, appearing on this new season. So,
I forgot about that.
And he's great. But another show is on the verge of getting canceled.
Is this insider news?
I got a feeling.
An insider source.
Well, I'm just getting this from channel. Fuck you. Okay. Actually, I forgot where I was going with this. Fuck, man. No, it's like a really popular... It's a DC show. Fuck.
It's a DC show.
Yes.
We should probably roll, though.
Not that I give a shit about this, but they also replaced the guy... Or they're firing the guy in Lethal Weapon.
Oh, okay. It's Lethal Weapon. It's...
Let it go. You don't know! I think we're at like 38 minutes, so let's...
Dang, we can talk about some freaking TVs and movies.
We got like halfway through this doc. No, we're on track.
I mean, no, we're doing good. Don't get it twisted.
Oh, I mean, I'm doing great.
I mean, that's pretty much the end of the TV stuff. They also, Tim Allen's show, Last Man Standing, not that any of us really care about that either. But
I like it.
It was canceled for a year, and now it's coming back, too. And Tim Allen's super happy, and like all the like crazy, I don't know, all the people that hate Tim Allen on the internet are like, fuck this. But, I mean, whatever.
I love Tim Allen, so I'm all people about it. Never watch the show, though. So.
My parents watch it. It's like silly.
It's just network TV.
Yeah, I mean, it's nothing really special, but it's not awful. Next up, we have some exciting video game news.
Whoop, 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 whoop.
Was that like the buttons? Like the
yeah.
Now, this is a big deal. This is something I really care about because I'm probably buying a Switch within the next month. It's atrocious that I don't.
Same.
It's atrocious that I don't have one yet. But Switch announced, or Nintendo announced online coming out in September. It's, what is it, Matt? It's $20 a year?
Yeah, I think so.
That's pretty
good. It's
cheap
as fuck when you think about like fucking PS Plus costing like $60 a year. But Nintendo's always been, like, a severe downgrade as far as in the online game compared to Sony and Microsoft.
They don't have it.
I mean, they still use friend codes, right? It's kind of ridiculous, but...
I don't know how they do on Switch, but they did on DS.
Yeah, we'll see. It's exciting, though, and the whole NES thing's pretty cool, so we'll see what they go with it. I've been wanting the fucking virtual shop.
And that's the big thing.
Non-stop virtual... Pop. I'm done. I'm
virtual
my mind.
Pop.
They announced 20 games coming out for the virtual console, and it's all NES stuff. Popular titles being Donkey Kong, Super Mario Bros., Ice Climber, Legend of Zelda, Mario Bros., Dr. Mario, and my personal favorite Mario game, Super Mario Bros. 3.
Hell yeah.
There you go.
Hell yes.
So that's all. Cool. That's all really, really good stuff. The most important thing about this is if that's coming out in September, maybe that's like supposed to be in the same time for Smash.
Smash Bros. That'd be cool.
Which, I mean, either way, we're going to find out soon.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
E3.
I figured Smash will come in September, October.
Yeah.
So you're saying the online would be timed for Smash Bros. As far as having online for Smash?
Yeah.
The thing with online play at all for Smash Bros. It worries me because it's always going to be an issue.
It's never been good.
And it's not even necessarily that they don't have like the fucking like the interface and the mechanics worked out for it, but the problem is Smash Bros. Is such like a low latency game where you can't have any lag at all. And until you've got the entire Earth on fucking perfect internet, that's going to be the issue. You have people connecting to it and your game's
But how do they
laggy.
Make it work for fighting games such as DC?
To be
Injustice.
Honest,
I don't know why I said DC.
To be honest, I haven't played one of those games online to even be able to say that the experience for it's really that good. I don't know if it is.
Right.
But Smash, there's so much more to it. I feel like the jumping and all the fucking perfectly... I'm not saying those other games don't require it too, but Smash on Wii, Smash on 3DS, and Smash on Wii U, the online has all just been so spotty.
There would be a couple games that worked for me, but it'd be rare.
Yeah, that's the thing. You kind of jump in and you just like cross your fingers.
But yeah.
Playing with friends on them is fun. If you know your friend's got a good internet connection, then you can be fine. But just the random matches, I guess that's the issue.
This week, Thanos came out on Fortnite. There's a mode where you can play as Thanos if you get the gauntlet.
And that is take it over the internet. It's like all you see.
He was extremely overpowered, and then they nerfed him. Yeah. And now they buffed him again.
I tell you what, I only played a few games of it. I haven't been on Fortnite as much lately, but I played a few rounds, and it's fucking cool. It's kind of like creepy, too. Just like walking around the map and like almost silence.
It's like dead silence.
You hear Josh Brolin too.
Also, y'all see Josh Brolin play?
No.
He played as Thanos. Really? Yeah, there's like a video of it.
Dude, it was great. He had no idea what the game was either. He's like, so wait, what?
He wouldn't know.
What's this game called?
And he's just like playing as Thanos.
It's cool though. I actually saw some stuff where they're saying the next big crossover with Fortnite, they're already talking about it could be like Jurassic World.
Yeah.
Which would be so cool.
Oh, I would love it.
Wouldn't that be amazing?
Yeah, and Fortnite's become such like this cultural phenomenon too. Yeah. I could see like all these like big movies and big events coming out and they just cross it into Fortnite.
How does that work? They had to have paid Marvel something to do that.
Well, did you read the whole backstory on it? No. It's very interesting. The Russo brothers, while creating Infinity War, kind of editing it, I think they said they would take breaks to play Fortnite.
Because
love Fortnite. And so then they said, if you read, there's interviews online about it, and they say that they basically one day were just like started stalking the creators of Fortnite because they wanted to get in touch with them because they thought it'd be a cool idea. And then they ended up getting in touch and came up with this idea. And then they started working on it like immediately. It is weird though to think that Marvel Studios was down with this. Like I buy the whole Russo brothers being fans of Fortnite and wanting to play it, but it's weird. Marvel.
I guess it's just really it promotes.
I guess
because what if there's like kids out there that for some reason don't watch these Marvel movies and then they play Fortnite and they're like, oh fucking Thanos, and then they go and
see that.
Well, that's the thing too. Maybe that's why they only had Thanos. Like it would require a lot more if they had more characters.
I tell you, it'd be so cool if they started adding skins of like Iron Man.
Oh yeah.
I mean, they're pretty much already is.
Well, yeah, but like that's what's weird because Fortnite the past two seasons. Has been doing this like knockoff, and it's weird to think even last season with Rust Lord,
Star-Lord.
Like it's weird to think they've got the actual fucking Thanos in it, and you've got these knockoff the other characters. So
it's really cool, Matt. You put this on here, NBA Playgrounds 2
gameplay.
What is NBA Playgrounds?
To be honest, I hate that I put this on here because I put it on there to go watch the gameplay of it. Because this is a game that I guess is kind of coming back, or it's a new one, but NBA Playgrounds was a game people used to really like. I didn't get to watch the gameplay, so I know nothing about it.
Sweet.
I meant to take it off.
I'll tell you what, that's not a good one. This is actually kind of cool. So Walmart this week listed a whole bunch of products, and they somehow leaked Just Cause 4, Gears of War 5, and Rage 2, which I'm guessing, is Rage 2 produced or is it developed by Bethesda? I think it's produced, right?
I don't know.
Because that's a Bethesda game, and they're having a conference this year, and I assume there would be either a new Elder Scrolls or a new, not Fallout. I think they would do a new IP.
Yeah, they'd create something brand new.
And that's what they should do.
I also saw, I don't know if this was the same leak, but I even saw one that had,
give Bethesda a Star Wars game.
There was another leak, and I think it might have been the same one that had Assassin's Creed on there too, which I don't know if that then makes me think the leak isn't real, because I thought I had already read that they were skipping a year with Assassin's Creed again. Even though Origins did really well, they didn't want to fall back into the whole like annual issues they were having.
Right.
So, but who knows? We'll find out soon enough.
Gears is cool.
That is cool.
Get excited.
I am really excited about this one.
Oh. Han Solo content coming to Battlefront 2.
Matt's not, though.
And then Matt asks, is this game worth picking back up with all the new content? And Omar says, yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
I meant but to it was you like, guys. Yes, sir. I was like, on yes, the sir. Side, like, hey, y'all want to play this later? That's what
dude,
I meant.
Dude, we definitely need to play again. I mean, we haven't played this game in so long.
Yeah. Let's do it.
So long.
Well, this is the actual article. As this is from IGN. As detailed in a recent forum post, the Han Solo season starts on May 16th and will be spread across 2 months. The new Jabba's Palace multiplayer map will be introduced, located in the Dune Sea on Tatooine. It will be available in Blast, Hero Showdown, and Heroes vs. Villain. The new Hero Showdown is a 2v2 round-based elimination mode, which pits teams of two heroes against one another in battle. If your team wins a round, you must pick different characters to play as. There will be 5 rounds in total, and the first team to win 3 rounds will come out victorious. And there's also a Starfighter custom arcade where you can try out Starfighters from every Star Wars era.
Ooh, I dig that.
Dude, hell yeah.
I dig that a lot.
Additionally, new Last Jedi-inspired appearances are being introduced as well. Lando Calrissian is getting his Skiff Guard disguise from Return of the Jedi.
Oh, dude, that's awesome.
And Leia Organa will soon be able to wear her Boosh Bounty Hunter suit. You know, when she walks into Jabba's Palace and she's mm-hmm. disguised. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's
dope.
Yeah. I don't understand why they don't keep adding skins to these games.
I was going to bring up now. My problem with this is it's cool, but it almost seems to me like Battlefront 2 is already kind of just like a PR failure in the game itself. Even though they're supporting it, I think so many people have turned off to it that there's like we're okay with going back and jumping into it and playing, but I think a lot of people are just so burned out on it already.
Yeah, I mean, it's
almost like there's no reviving it.
Yeah, I've talked about it too much. I mean, for me, I really, really enjoy things that are Star Wars related, even if it's not the best stuff. So when I go and play the game, I'm going to play it because it sounds like Star Wars. It looks like Star Wars. Right, there's funky aliens, and that's 10 out of 10 for me.
They nailed the game. They did such a good job with making this game feel so Star Wars, and it's really just the marketing and the money-making side.
The marketing and the loot stuff really just fucked everyone.
And it's
opinions.
Like a huge improvement, too, from the first one. I mean,
yeah, it is.
Aside from the campaign, which was a big disappointment.
Oh, my God.
Everybody wanted it.
I started playing that, and I got like
I beat it.
Really?
Dude, I mean, yeah.
I got Look, I did.
It's
I
like
get
4 hours
far
long.
In.
It's
well, that's the thing. I just was bored with it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I thought the character was interesting. What like her story and everything wasn't so. I don't know. I would have wanted to see her do more. I guess. Or,
yeah, I get that.
Yeah.
There's a couple missions that are really cool. Like there's one where you play as Han Solo and you're walking through Maz Kanata's castle.
I like that,
and it's so it reminds you so much of. Mass Effect, like just walking around the Citadel and talking to stupid aliens and stuff.
But the thing I hate about that is it's like when you do stuff like that, it makes you just wish the whole thing was that. And that becomes like the huge issue with it. Because then
that's
you
why I
get
say,
over that part and you're like, well, shit, I don't want to do anything
Bethesda
else.
Bethesda needs to just make a full Star Wars game. In that world, it doesn't have to be all the same characters.
God, that would be amazing.
Yeah. Make an open world Star Wars game where you can do fun stuff.
Aren't they in talks? I don't know. I feel like I've heard something about that.
There was another Star Wars game being created. It may have been by... I don't even want to talk about it because I'm going to get parts of it wrong.
Every open world Star Wars game that keeps being in development keeps getting canceled.
This was like something very recently. Like what studio had like a closure within the past year that may have been working on a Star Wars game? Because that's what there was something in the works.
Yeah,
I don't know.
And I think it's kind of in limbo now. They don't know if it was if it transferred over to somewhere else or what's happening. But
sir.
I know you're the most excited for this next one though.
Who, me? Matt,
yeah, you.
Good, yeah, because this hasn't happened
since. Yeah, I mean, look at how many exclamation points he put.
Square Enix confirmed they will hold their own conference at E3.
Fucking right. Which means Kingdom Hearts 3 out the Waz fucking zoo.
Really going to have so much of that,
When E3 drops in a month, do we get the Kingdom Hearts 3 release date?
We do. I'm 100% sure we get the release date.
I'm going to fucking cry.
Dude, I'm going to break down and weep.
Y'all are gonna do that thing where y'all like jump around screaming like whenever the release date like pops up on the screen. Y'all are like gonna be running around like freaking animals.
For the listeners that don't know, me and Matt are huge fucking Kingdom Hearts fans. Bigger than
everybody should be.
When the first trailer dropped, we watched it like over 8 times.
First
the,
trailer.
The, you mean the Toy Story trailer?
Yeah.
Yeah, the Toy Story trailer. I remember just watching the live stream when they showed it. I like fucking shit a brick.
It's like Toy Story? The funny thing about that was people have been saying for years, like, oh, Pixar movie's never going to be in
Monsters
this. Now
Inc.
We got a few of them.
It's great.
When the very first teaser for Kingdom Hearts 3 was at E3 in, like, 2013, I actually shit a brick. A real brick.
I remember watching that and just, like, I cried a little bit. Because
they go, and then one more thing, and it's black.
And you see the logo. I'm getting goosebumps just talking about it.
It was great.
It's so fucking...
It is crazy thing now because that doesn't... it has been a long time, but at the same time, I don't feel, because the whole process of creating these games takes forever, and now to think we're in the release year.
Kingdom Hearts, say what you will about Square taking so long to make this game. What they do to like to make the hype. I'm all about the fucking hype, and the hype for this game is ridiculous. Like,
through the roof.
When they have the reveals at E3, and like they have little trailers randomly every few months, it's just so fucking hype. I mean,
people are on like fucking pins and needles waiting for this shit. Hell yeah. So they're doing their job, and the game is so massive. I mean, even Kingdom Hearts 2 at the time of like PlayStation 2 was such a massive game in terms of like this giant story.
Yep.
I mean, they just take a long time to create, so I'm all about it, and I'm ready. I'm so ready.
It's coming. You know what else is coming to Switch this summer, Omar?
Yeah.
What
Monster
is it?
World.
Monster Hunter.
Monster Hunter,
which I haven't played the game at all.
The thing about this, though, it's not Monster Hunter World. It's not. They're not porting Monster Hunter World to Switch. They're porting an old Monster Hunter that was on the 3DS.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I mean, they're adding some stuff to it. You'd have to look it up and read about it. And they're basically, I think, an enhanced one of the older Monster Hunter games that was out in Japan.
That's still kind of cool, though.
So there's a lot of the things from Monster Hunter World that people really enjoyed, like the no loading screens and stuff like that. That's not going to be in this. It's going to feel kind of outdated to those people that have played World and enjoyed all that. So it's going to be kind of weird, but at the same time, Monster Hunter seems like a game that playing it portably would be really fucking cool, so maybe
portably.
That'll overshadow it. I don't know.
Right.
Portably.
Well, yeah, that's all for...
Portably.
I'm sorry.
That's all for the movie news, the TV news, and the video game news, but it was a lot of cool stuff this week.
So much, too.
So, a lot to talk about. Hopefully next week is the same way. But now we're going to get to the part of the show where we talk about honorable mentions. This is just the portion of the show where we talk about whatever we've been watching or... or doing this week, pretty much. I guess, Omar, we can start with you.
All right, cool. In this past week, I've actually seen Thor Ragnarok, and Civil War. And this is...
The first time, though.
For the very, very first time. No. It's the first time I've seen it since Infinity War. And let me just say, I enjoyed and appreciated Thor a lot more.
Oh my god!
Infinity War, dude, in Ragnarok, and Ragnarok as a movie. I don't know. It was so cool seeing these characters after seeing Infinity War. Even with Civil War, just obviously I'm Team Cap all the way. But I don't know. After Infinity War, I kind of
with Iron Man. It's hard because I've always been Team Cap too. But
I don't know. It was just kind of weird seeing him in Civil War after seeing Infinity War. But besides that, I've been watching Parks and Rec, which you guys recommended.
Yeah,
fucking awesome, dude. I love it.
It's such a good show.
Yeah, I really like Chris Pratt in it too. He's such a different like character than
he got fat Chris Stone. Pratt.
He's so goofy.
He's so good, dude. Yeah, that's the word I'd use.
And, he's why I watch the show.
I'm not a huge fan of Aziz Ansari, but I really like him in the show.
Really?
God, see, I love his character in this show,
I guess
too.
What I know mostly of Aziz Ansari, though, is Parks and Rec and then Master of None, so...
I mean, I like him in those two things. I guess I'm talking more about, like, his stand-up shit.
Yeah,
yeah, it's all right. But, highly recommend the show. I'm close to the end of season 2, but that's pretty much it. So, yeah.
Cool. Bailey, what you got? Cool.
I haven't really had much to... watch this week, so I've been rewatching a lot, just like random episodes of Arrested Development because I'm just so excited about like the new season coming out.
We didn't fucking talk about that. We
talked about it last time.
Yeah, we did.
No, but they announced the official date.
We did. We talked about it.
Really?
Yeah, we did.
Why don't I remember?
Oh, no, we didn't.
No, we didn't because the date wasn't out yet.
The official date, you're right.
The date dropped this week. See, I'm not fucking crazy. These people are fucking crazy.
I think we talked about it being like on the horizon like sooner than
you think. We talked about it a good bit. Yeah. But I just started rewatching episodes and it just never stops being funny to me. I will always think that this show is like one of my favorite comedies.
Well, now I have an excuse to finish season 4.
The remix.
Because May 29th is when season 5 drops.
You got no choice.
God, and it's just, I'm so ready for it. And I was like falling asleep, actually.
I have no choice.
Wait, I think this is funny now because there might be other people in your position, too, that were going to watch season 4 right before it, thinking they had 15 episodes, and now you're fucked because you got to like 25 instead.
Oh,
or 23.
Yeah.
Sorry, I don't even the regular one
off. No, it's okay.
I don't know. That just made me laugh or something.
No, it's okay. I'm done. I'm not really. Actually, no. I watched like the newest episode of Westworld too, which it actually sucks because I watched it, but I was doing stuff while I was watching it, and you can't do that with this show. You have to sit and pay attention because there's so much dialogue, and so I need to rewatch it. But from the opening scene, looked like it was so cool and so different from what it usually is like. So this season's just been pretty different in general from the first season, like a lot different. I don't know which season I like more so far yet. Just because, obviously, like, there's a lot to go. But I don't know. I like Westworld so much. I even, like, drunkenly told Matt the other night that I was, like, which everyone's probably going to hate me for this. But I was thinking about it, and I was like, there's a huge chance that I might end up liking Westworld more than Game of Thrones.
Don't agree with that.
It's too early.
I love Westworld. I love Westworld. But
the difference is, like, I just am such a huge fan of Westerns in general, so it just has, like, a nice little place in my heart so far. But I know it's way too early to judge this, because it's only on the second season, so obviously I can't say too much about that. But don't kill me for saying it, though. I still love Game of Thrones so much.
You're dead!
I'm dead.
Matt, what did you watch this week?
I also watched Westworld.
What did you think?
Because a lot of people are watching Westworld.
I thought you didn't finish it.
Episode 3?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, never mind. Okay.
Yeah, I finished episode. Season 3 is fucking like it's kicking ass for me now.
Season 2, episode 3.
Jesus. It's finally I feel like this episode really opened the story up to like a lot of fucking shit that can happen now. So, I was really excited about that, and I think they're going to go in some cool directions, so we'll see. It's interesting because this show has kind of always been compared to Game of Thrones. And I think now it's finally kind of achieving that scale where you can start putting it in that conversation a little bit more with Game of Thrones. So it's cool. And this isn't a spoiler, but if you've been on the internet at all, you know this, that in season 2, the whole thing was they were going to open up the whole thing with more parks and stuff. And so we finally got our first look at that in this episode, and it was fucking cool.
Yeah, and that's the opening scene I'm talking about. It's just so cool.
It was awesome. I had on your Silicon Valley. This is the second time this happened to me. I want to talk about Silicon Valley, but I end up missing the episode this week because I didn't watch the newest episode.
I'm behind too, so.
So fuck it.
Kick it out the boot.
I've been loving the season, which I've said a few times, but I haven't seen the newest episode, so get out of here. The last thing, this fucking show.
Jesus, why?
I'm going to say the name of this wrong too. I only watched the first two episodes. Netflix has a newish show. It came out maybe like 2 weeks ago called, you know the name of it. Say it. The Cat. Nope.
Oh my god.
No.
Agretsuko?
Agretsuko.
Agretsuko?
That's probably how you say it.
Yeah, probably something like that.
That is the weirdest freaking show.
Is this an anime?
Yeah.
No?
Yeah, not an anime.
Technically. Yeah, it is. Yeah.
An anime?
Yeah.
What? This isn't an anime.
Really?
It doesn't have an anime art style
just
at all.
A face.
I guess you can call it anime, whatever.
It's on the anime section.
I guess. I'm wrong.
Either way, it's a weird freaking show.
It's very weird. It's like this. I don't like the art style of it that much at all. I feel like they're going to sell a lot of like merchandise off of it because it's very like cute and weird. But it's like it's this cat and like how like the whole thing with like how she goes to work and hates her life or whatever. But it's like jamming to death metal music as like the show goes on. It's very weird. It's like these cutesy fucking this art style paired with death metal. It's pretty weird.
Huh. It is. It's anime.
Okay.
I only say that because I like Wikipedia just says
it doesn't look anything like anime. It looks like
I mean, the style of it looks not like anime at all, but I just assumed that it was considered that for some reason.
I guess so. But yeah, I'm not saying I hate it, and I've only watched the first two episodes, but it's very weird.
Weird me out a little bit. That kind of makes me want to watch it.
Put it on. It's very interesting. I would recommend everybody just watch it. The episodes are like 12 minutes, so just watch it.
Ooh, oh, I didn't know they were that
short. How many episodes is it?
Not many. I think it might be like 10. It's super short. I put it on to try to go to sleep, and it was working until the theme song came on, and she's like fucking jamming to death metal music. Jesus. And then the episode goes on, and that just keeps happening. So it's interesting. Let it be. Cool. That's what I did this week.
I like it.
For my honorable mentions, it's just two quick things. I saw a movie this week called Tully, directed by Jason Reitman. He's the son of Ivan Reitman, who directed famously Ghostbusters 1 and 2. He's directed a ton of other stuff too. But this director, he also did Juno, Up in the Air. So he's done some pretty good movies. I really, really like this movie. And it ends up being a lot different than what you expect. And that was very... It was the most surprise I felt from a movie in a while. So I thought that was really cool. I really enjoyed it. And I also finally beat God of War. And without spoiling...
Nice.
This is an amazing game. I'm so happy it was made. I never would have expected to get such a sweet and compelling story. And I'm really happy it exists.
Hell yeah, that's awesome.
I can't wait till I beat it.
And now that I'm done God of War, I can catch up on TV
eventually.
Shows.
There you go.
Nice.
Nice.
That's it for the honorable mentions.
Oh, does that mean that's it for everything?
No, we got a few cleanups to do.
Oh, yeah, you're right. My bad.
Well, one important thing. This week, we also watched Batman Ninja.
Oh, yeah.
that is a direct line from the movie, if I can remember correctly.
We all really enjoyed this movie, but we're going to talk about it on a bonus episode that we're going to record soon.
Oh, you get a bonus.
And when is this bonus going to drop?
Wednesday at 8 p.m.
There you go.
It's a little review for you.
So get ready for that.
God, and it's so good. That's all I'm going to say, though, because I'm going to say that a bunch of times in the review, so I won't say any more about it.
Should we read some iTunes reviews?
Yeah.
That would be cool.
Yeah, yeah.
That'd be cool. Let me pull them up.
It'd be aight. No, I'm kidding.
Y'all fill the space with something.
Well, I was thinking earlier, going back to the whole soup metaphor that I was using, I'm just saying, y'all are saying, like, I'm not saying that it would be, like, a really bad tasting soup, because I want to go back and say that I don't have a problem with DC movies. I enjoy them. I think they're fun. But I've been heartbroken about them lately, so it's just hard for me to... That's why I was making the soup metaphor. Yeah,
the soup metaphor was in the tank that you didn't use.
Oh!
What soup?
Okay, we also had an issue where we had to like re-record some of this, and I'm now realizing that I made the soup metaphor in the old recording.
Oh, that's fucked. So, well, you know what? Here we go. Here's some reviews. Here's some reviews of our podcast. Some 5-star reviews people left on iTunes. This comes from Christian Statham. Who is that?
Statham. Jason Statham's nephew, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Wait,
great podcast. So easy to get hooked into the conversation. It's like I'm part of the friend group. Oh, that's so sweet.
Aww.
Sweetheart.
You know who that is?
No.
Shout out to Christian Bro.
Christian Bro.
Oh, Christian Bro.
Yeah, that's our boy
fucker.
Christian.
Love that dude. This comes from Ozaki 53.
No, don't read that. I'm sorry, guys. It's an accident. I was just trying to see if it works.
This comes from Henry Combat. Shouts to him. Epic cast, bro. Been listening in every week and going hard. Looking forward to getting down and dirty with you boys every week. Never stop being epic.
Hell yeah. Epic.
Shout out to Andrew Costanzo.
We're really epic.
Totally.
This is from my friend Charlie. Really like the chemistry.
It's all right.
The chemistry.
Yeah.
It's like Breaking Bad up in here.
Oh, my.
And this one's from the boy, Mark Rogers.
Read that one, but then he also texted me after when he found out we might like read his review on here. And he said, no, read this. And he texted me something. He said, I'll change my iTunes review later.
He said, should have said, gotta catch a Robert Downey Jr. Otherwise, a pretty cool pock. I don't even get what that means.
Fuck you.
Here, you find
I'm just kidding.
You find
one. Let me pull up Mark's text. He made a joke. Maybe it had to do with your tweet.
I was about to say, I tweeted... More like
it wasn't the whole
robbery
Downey
thing,
though. Okay, so Mark Rogers' actual review. Okay, wait, first of all, shout out to Mark Rogers. Talk about him a lot. He, this morning, texted me about the podcast. He hadn't listened to any of it yet. He listened to all episodes of it today and texted me a little bit. And like he texted me about a few hours ago and he says, okay, I'm all caught up. Very good. 10 out of 10. I almost feel like part of the conversation. Might have mentioned, second person to say that, so we must be doing a good job.
There you go.
And I'm going to edit my review when I get home. Also, follow Mark Rogers on Twitter at @littlestar_lord.
Aww.
Funny dude.
I like that. We should read random reviews more often.
We should.
Oh, yeah.
If we get them.
We should.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's the end of the show. To do some little cleanups, everybody, like I said at the beginning of the show, you can find us on Twitter at what, Matt?
At MrBusPod.
And you can find us on iTunes at what, Elmore?
Matt?
What? On iTunes, just search Miss the Bus.
You caught me off guard.
Honestly, want to know something
cool? I started scrolling. I got really nervous. He was going to call
on
me. I was like, I'm in class right now.
Want to know something cool? If you go on iTunes podcast and you just type in bus, we're like the fifth one.
Oh.
So
don't
worry about the top four. Go to the fifth one.
Yeah, just click on the blue one.
So, yeah, again, follow us on that stuff. If you want to find us on YouTube and Facebook, just search Miss the Bus. We'll pop up. Any way you want to listen to it, it's there.
We did it for you guys.
But yeah, I mean, that's been the show. Thank you, everyone, for listening. If you can leave a 5-star rating and a review, that'd be great. If you could follow
We'd
us on Twitter, that'd be 100.
100.
Yeah, because we got some funny tweets, I'll tell you. There's right. There's a quick one about Robert Downey Jr.
You know, we're losing followers quick now. Yeah.
I enjoy our Twitter posts, though. I feel like they're pretty, like, good.
There's a cool one up right now by Beyblades.
Oh, my God.
All right, well, that's the end of the show. We're not going to talk about Beyblade, so.
Why not? That's coming in a future episode.
Hope you enjoyed it, ladies and gents.
Yeah. See y'all later.
Later.